Though. This is the Dakota News Network.
All right, son. Time to put out this campfire.
Dad, we learned about this in school.
Oh, did you now? Okay. What's first?
Smokey Bear said to.
First, drown it with a bucket of water, then stir it with a shovel.
Wow, you sound just like him.
Then he said.
If it's still warm, then do it again.
Where can I learn all this?
It's all on SmokeyBear.com with other wildfire prevention tips, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
When I first had my baby, I'd get comments all the time about how happy I must be. I remember thinking, I want to be happy. Why don't I feel that way? It was hard to admit that, even to my doctor, but I'm glad I did. She told me it was postpartum depression, and that is very treatable. These days, things are feeling good, and we're both happier about that. Right, Lumi?
I'll take that as a yes.
Mental health care is working for Simone. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Culture industry is a major economic impact on South Dakota. It generated $363 million in 2022, according to an economic impact study conducted by Americans for the Arts. The industry also supported more than 6,000 jobs that year. The South Dakota Arts Council, Arts South Dakota, and arts agencies in Aberdeen, Brookings, Rapid City, Sioux Falls, and Yankton also helped with the study. South Dakota Democratic leadership is looking ahead to the beginning of the state legislative session next week. Democratic Senator Liz Larson of Sioux Falls, who will serve as minority whip, says House Bill 1042 will be a high priority to fix the ongoing school lunch dilemma. It would reimburse school districts for the money spent on meals for kids eligible for free or reduced meals. Child care will also be a top focus alongside Republicans as South Dakotans struggle to find daycare. Several environmental projects across South Dakota are getting a major boost. The State Department of Agriculture and Natural Resources is announcing over $98 million in grants and loans for drinking water, wastewater, and stormwater projects. Areas that will benefit include Hanson, Humboldt, Sioux Falls, Watertown, Valley Springs, and more. That's the latest from the Dakota News Network. I'm Paul Bougie.
Back when that blacktop was just a gravel road. Back when that Walmart was just a fishing hole. Back when my old some back then right now.
chance of snow with fog and spots today. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Highs level off around 29. Northwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy skies expected. Tonight, lows level off around 8 above. A dusting of snow today with another inch tomorrow night through Monday. From the South Dakota State Lottery Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KOKK. Right now, 27.
12-10.
KOKK.
My big brother rode an Indian scout. He was black like his jacket. American spirit hanging out of his mouth. Just like our daddy, he kick-started that bike one night and broke mama's heart. He pointed that headlight west, out where the wild things are. He'd call me up every couple of weeks from South California. Talk about the desert and the Joshua tree, his pretty girl stories, and how he bought an Airstream trailer and a J45 guitar. Said, little brother, you love it out here, out where the wild things are. Called my brother from the back of that plane the second I made it. We started drinking on the strip in L.A. And then it got crazy. Ended up at a house in the hills with some Hollywood stars, kissing on
producers. Scott Hayes was introduced as president of the National Pork Producers Council in August. The Missouri farmer explains the headwinds pork producers faced in the last year.
It's been a challenging year financially. Pork producers, a very challenging year. Our cost of production has been high. It's still running about 60% higher than it was 3 years ago, even though we got some relief with this harvest.
Hayes says the industry looks forward to 2024, hopefully being a profitable year.
There's good things happening on exports. Exports are up some. I know our friends at Pork Board are working on domestic consumption, and I think we'll get some movement there.
He adds that pork provides a great value at the meat case.
Somebody told me last night I can buy a whole pork loin for what I have to pay for a pound of beef. And hopefully people will see that and pick up that pork. You know, we had a lot of new pork eaters during COVID when they were eating at home. And so hopefully they see that value and buy some product and cook it and their family enjoys it.
That's Scott Hayes, president of NPPC and a pork producer from Missouri. The California Department of Food and Agriculture says there are more than 1,250 agricultural producers and distributors in compliance with Proposition 12. You're listening to the American Ag Network.
This is Around the Table, where we explore the benefits of cooperative ownership. Today we're talking with Charlie Carter, Product Quality and Additives Manager for CHS Refined Fuels Commercial Supply, about how the right fuel will keep equipment running in the winter. Charlie, what happens to diesel fuel in equipment when temperatures drop, and why does that matter?
Standard number two diesel fuel generally does not fare well in cold temperatures. Diesel fuel can form crystals and clog filters and fuel lines, and prolonged freezing temps can cause engines to not operate properly. That can basically lead to that dreaded downtime that we all hate. So it's really important to take precautions to prevent these issues from occurring, especially in cold weather conditions.
Charlie, when should farmers switch their diesel blends?
Yeah, so every situation is going to be slightly different and somewhat temperature dependent. So it's important that you work with a knowledgeable fuel supplier who has a grasp on the diesel characteristics in their geography. With that being said, you should be blending your tanks to a winter blend when temperatures are right around the freezing point or 32 degrees Fahrenheit. It's important to blend early and when the fuel is at least 10 degrees above the cloud point of the fuel, or it won't mix well together.
When you're thinking about cost and performance, what's the best way to determine the best winter fuel blend?
So you will need to decide really what's best for your individual operation and what temperature you expect to be able to operate your equipment in. So if your operation relies on your equipment needing to be up in those harshest climates, you're undoubtedly going to need to invest in a diesel blend that's going to meet those needs. You're going to run the risk of being stranded on the side of the road, unable to perform your critical tasks. So it's best to discuss the specific needs with your fuel supplier, as they're going to be able to deliver the high-quality Cenex fuels at the correct blends for optimal performance and peace of mind.
Well, thank you for joining us Around the Table. Learn more about the benefits of cooperative ownership at cooperativeownership.com.
After multiple delays brought on by court challenges and the need for a Supreme Court ruling, Prop 12 is now in effect. The CDFA says more than 1,250 producers are prepared to meet the state's demand for cage-free eggs and crate-free pork after the measure took full effect on January 1. The California voters initially approved Prop 12 in November of 2018, with the provisions originally intended to be in place by January of 2022. That's a look at agriculture news from the American Ag Network studios. I'm Kaylee Owing.
With the Saturday morning scoreboard, I'm Jeff Duffy on Dakota Sports KOKK. Results from last night wrestling: Huron Tigers dueled at Brandon Valley. For the girls, Brandon Valley defeated Huron 39-12. Huron's wins came by forfeits. Alessia Olaya Rodriguez win by forfeit at 120. Kaylee Bowden at 138. For the boys, Brandon Valley picked up a 63-9 win over Huron. Huron wins major decision at heavyweight for Sir Wah and Tech Fall Moses Gross at 150. Area girls basketball last night: Ethan defeated Washington Springs 61-48. James Valley Christian 46, Dubrook 43. And Highmore Herald defeated Sully Buttes 58-42. Boys scores: Wessington Springs upended Ethan 49-38. Parker Graff 19 points. Ryder Mahalik 15 for Springs. Fulton rolled over Hitchcock 2, Lair 59-38. Patriots led by Jackson Maynard with 16 points. Eric Salmon added 12. DeSmet defeated Arlington 73-17. Dubrook rolled over James Valley Christian 73-47. A look at AA scores. Girls, Mitchell pulled away in the fourth quarter to defeat Yankton 51-41. Sioux Falls Jefferson 47, Rapid City Central 20. Stevens defeated Roosevelt 58-41. O'Gorman 66, Watertown 26. Brandon Valley topped Brookings 49-42. AA boys scores last night. Watertown upended number 4 O'Gorman 72-67. Sioux Falls Jefferson rolled over Rapid City Central 66-43. Mitchell goes overtime to defeat Yankton 49-45. Brandon Valley 70, Brookings 48. Roosevelt defeated Stevens 53-41. College basketball scores last night out of the Northern Sun. Men's finals, Minnesota State defeated Northern 81-66. Minnesota Moorhead 83, Augustana 74. Sioux Falls 92, St. Cloud 83. Women's scores, Minnesota Moorhead 63, Augustana 60. Minnesota State 69, Northern 48. Sioux Falls defeated St. Cloud 70-63. That's the rundown of our scores from last night. A look at the schedule for today here on Tiger Basketball on the Road. Afternoon doubleheader at Harrisburg. Girls game is set to tip off at 2:30, followed by the boys. Both games on the air on Tiger 95. Lower levels, I believe, start at 12 noon in Harrisburg. Girls basketball today, many area teams playing at the Redfield Pheasant Classic. Woolsey Wessington draws Langford. Hitchcock Tuller will play McLaughlin. Stanley County plays Redfield. Wrestling here on Tigers at the Brandon Valley Invite. They dueled in Brandon last night. Now stay over and go into that tournament today. Gymnastics, Brookings Invitational today for the Huron Tigers. And Huron Boys Hockey is at Brookings. And that's the rundown of our local schedule. Tomorrow, South Dakota State Jackrabbit football looks to repeat as national champions in the football championship subdivision. National championship game is tomorrow afternoon in Frisco, Texas. Yesterday was media day in Frisco. Jackrabbit head coach Jimmy Rogers says with the majority of their team back from last year, this team is focused on the one goal.
I mean, this is a lot of the same team that was here. I don't know if there's a different personality. We compete constantly at practice. I would say that we did that a little bit more this year, this fall camp, and even throughout the season, going good on good versus each other than we probably have done in the past. And that's, I believe, if you have the best defense in the country and they're getting challenged by one of the best offenses in the country, the defense will only get better. And I would say vice versa, the same on the other side of the ball. So we challenge ourselves, but we also know the ultimate goal.
Jackson, Montana for the national championship tomorrow afternoon in Frisco, Texas. John Schimmel was officially introduced Wednesday as the 14th athletic director at the University of South Dakota. Schimmel has familiarity at the school, serving as senior associate AD for development from 2012 to 2017. He says he returns to Vermilion with a vision for the future.
We're going to put together a plan, probably in the range of a 5 to 10 year plan that's going to focus on a lot of different areas. But the goal of that plan is to set a vision and a mission to go along with our brand, that every single person in the department, our student athletes, our coaches, this university can point to and say, this is what Coyote Athletics stands for, right? Every single day, this is what we do, and this is who we are. And everything we do will drive into that vision. And that plan will be a 5 to 10 year plan that tries to set us up for the next 20, 30 years of success here.
During his previous time in Vermilion, Schimmel led the $50 million fundraising effort for the new Sanford Coyote Sports Center and also building of the soccer and track and field complexes. He most recently worked at Dakota State University in Madison. He has spent time at Miami of Ohio, among other career stops. Minnesota Timberwolves snapped their season-long two-game losing streak last night on the road. They went to Houston and defeated the Rockets 122-95, pulling away in the fourth quarter. Wolves had six players in double figures. Anthony Edwards, 24 points. Karl-Anthony Towns had 22. Rudy Gobert, 13 points and 12 rebounds. Coming up this morning on Dakota Sports Saturday, we'll talk here on Tiger Gymnastics head coach Julie King and girls and boys basketball with head coaches Cody Kaufman and Tim Budenhagen. And Dakota Sports Saturday will come your way at about 8 minutes after 8 o'clock this morning. With the Saturday morning scoreboard, I'm Jeff Duffy on Dakota Sports KOKK.
I'm Taylor Bisciotti with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. With the division on the line Sunday, Jaguars quarterback Trevor Lawrence is questionable for their game against the Titans. Lawrence is dealing with a sprain in his right throwing shoulder. The injury kept him out of last week's game against the Panthers. Head coach Doug Peterson says he could be a game-time decision. Whoever's under center for Jacksonville might have receiver Christian Kirk at their disposal. Peterson says he'll be a game-time decision. Kirk missed the last four games with a groin injury. Staying in Florida, good news for the Buccaneers. Head coach Todd Bowles says Baker Mayfield will play against the Panthers. Mayfield is dealing with injured ribs. More news out of the NFC South. Saints running back Alvin Kamara will be questionable, and head coach Dennis Allen says he'll be a game-time decision Sunday when New Orleans hosts the Falcons. He's dealing with an ankle injury he suffered last week against the Bucs. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. 800-462-3333. That's 800-462-3333. 800-462-3333.
KOKK.
I didn't know if we were over or just on the rise. Was me thinking I could save us, just a mirage. I was burning up a highway that kept getting longer. With every turn of these tires, she just kept getting goner. And the sky was showing no signs of rain. Ain't nothing to lay in that plane. I'm racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. And it's 747, somewhere between here and heaven. And heaven knows I let her slip away. I showed up and she's gone. Guess I got to Tucson too late. I wonder if she sat there stirring vodka with a straw. Was she counting down the seconds? Or maybe having second thoughts and was moving all made up in her mind. Would she have changed it if she knew that I was racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. And it's 747, somewhere between here and heaven, and heaven knows I let her slip away. Showed up and she's gone. Guess I got to Tucson too late. Ooh. Now she's on some silver wings flying, and me, I'm on the bad side of good time. Yeah, yeah. catcher, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. It's 747, somewhere between here and heaven. Heaven knows I let her slip away. I showed up and she's gone. Guess I waited too long. Like a sad country song. Damn, I got to Tucson too late.
All right, folks, let's get started. Parents, thanks for coming. As many of you know, I'm Coach Mather. Tonight I want to talk about the season, of which I only have one expectation, that everybody gets stronger. When I say get stronger, I'm not referring solely to physical strength. Sure, we'll be in the weight room, we'll be running stairs, but we're also going to focus on developing mental toughness and grit, because those are the characteristics that allow us to achieve greatness both on and off the court. So how do we develop those things? By getting comfortable with a challenge, by cultivating the confidence necessary to overcome adversity in all forms. That's why I coach. That's my purpose. Every member of this team can lean on me, and I'll teach them how they can lean on themselves and each other.
This message presented by the SDHSAA and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Chance of snow with fog and spots today. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Highs level off around 29. Northwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy skies expected tonight. Lows level off around 8 above. A dusting of snow today with another inch tomorrow night through Monday. From the South Dakota State Lottery Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Vujicic on KOKK. Right now, it's 26 degrees. KOKK.
Back long as I'm half stoned.
If you or someone you know is having thoughts of suicide or experiencing a mental health or substance use crisis, 988 provides a direct connection to confidential and compassionate support. Quickly connect with a trained counselor who will listen to your concerns, provide support, and connect you to resources if needed. There is hope. 24/7 confidential support. Call, text, or chat 988.
Brian Radke here from Sunday Night Football on Westwood One. Join Mike Golic and me for the final game of the NFL regular season, the one that will decide the AFC East. Josh Allen of the Buffalo Bills travel south to face Tua Tagovailoa and the Dolphins. Winner gets the division title and will have home games to start the postseason. Join us for the Bills at the Dolphins on Sunday Night Football.
Pre-game 6:30 Sunday night on Dakota Sports KOKK.
From the Country Top 40, and I can't wait to see you this weekend for the first countdown of 2024. We're going on a journey to number one, so I'll see you for a new year of hits on the Country Top 40 with Fitz. CT40!
This weekend on Dakota Country KOKK.
Check the door before you lay down. Keep a glass of water by the bed. A dose of local honey will keep your nose from running. little things like that she's always said. Never back up farther than you have to. Pray for those that don't have a prayer. Honey, trust yourself. You better love yourself. Cause till you do, you ain't no good for anybody else. Make you pretty. There's more to life than being skinny. When you feel fat, it's mostly in your mind.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety.
CPR saved my life. I've teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
Ryan Radke here from Sunday Night Football on Westwood One. Join Mike Golic and me for the final game of the NFL regular season, the one that will decide the AFC East. Josh Allen of the Buffalo Bills travels south to face Tua Tagovailoa and the Dolphins. Winner gets the division title and will have home games to start the postseason. Join us for the Bills at the Dolphins on Sunday Night Football.
Pre-game 6:30 Sunday night on Dakota Sports KOKK.
Champagne, feeling no pain till early morning. Dining and dancing with every pretty girl I can find. I'm having a fling with a pretty young thing till early morning. Knowing tomorrow I'll wake up with you on my mind. Guilty conscience, I guess, though I must confess,
I never loved you much when you were mine. So I'll keep drinking champagne and feeling no pain till early morning. Dining and dancing with every pretty girl I can find. Having a fling with a pretty young thing till early morning. Knowing tomorrow I'll wake up with you on my mind. Guilty conscience, I guess, though I must confess, I never loved you much when you were mine. So I'll keep drinking champagne, feeling no pain till early morning. With every pretty girl I can find, I'll keep having a fling with a pretty young thing till early morning. Knowing tomorrow I'll wake up with you on my mind.
Good morning. Welcome to this week's edition of Action Realty's Real Estate Review. Happy New Year, everybody. As we get into 2024, it looks like an exciting year to be in real estate and lots of opportunities that will be available to everybody as we get into the year. We've got three commercial properties that we want to spotlight for this week in different locations, different price ranges. So depending upon what you're looking for, what you're needing, we've got some commercial opportunities. So we'll start out at 1866 Old Highway 14 West. This one just had a price reduction yesterday down to $129. A nice opportunity here. We've got a 100 foot wide by 332 feet deep. It's got a couple of different buildings on it for different retail and storage purposes. Altogether, we've got around 6,000 square feet of inventory or office and commercial workshop space available for that one. If you're interested, give us a call. We'll be happy to give you a showing of that one anytime. Nice opportunity at 850 21st Street Southwest. This is a very nice commercial building that can be used for retail, display space, or industry and shop and anything along that line. It's a 9,744 square foot property. Huge lot, 197 by 286. So it's 1.3 acres as far as lot size. The building was constructed in 1997. Just a very nice opportunity. Good frontage, easy access off of 21st Street and Lincoln Avenue there. But a nice opportunity. Check out 850 and 860 21st Street. Great retail setting right there along the south side of 21st Street. And then we've got 102 Dakota Avenue South. Been used for a retail car outlet for years and years. Could be multiple uses for this opportunity as well. You've got nice access off of Market Street as well as Dakota Avenue. Good sized lot here as well. And it's a 23,362 square foot lot with a 1,929 square foot building. Just a nice visibility and easy access to get to and from. We've got a couple new listings as far as residential properties on the market this week. 888 Illinois Avenue Southwest, just located on the east side of the street from Splash Central. Very nice four bedroom, one bath home. Reasonably priced at $129. Lots of updates to this home. Lots of square footage as well. Altogether, we've got 1,791 square feet. Just a nice house to move into and easy access right now. And coming on the market today, 1719 Kansas Avenue Southeast. It's going to be priced at $168. This is a four-bedroom, one-bath home with a nice attached garage, nice big backyard that's all fenced in. Four bedrooms, one bathroom, just a neat and clean house in a great area of town. So nice opportunities, like I said, getting into 2024. We look forward to working with all of you in the year of 2024. If we can be of help to you, give us a call, 352-5100, or stop on by and see us at 1640 Dakota South.
Chance of snow with fog and spots today. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Highs level off around 29. Northwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy skies expected tonight. Lows level off around 8 above. A dusting of snow today with another inch tomorrow night through Monday. From the South Dakota State Lottery Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KOKK. Right now, it's 26 degrees.
1210
KOKK.
Like a darn fool, 'cause she walked out again. Bartender said, I got you. Yeah, 'cause I too have been in your boots, my friend. Opened up back in 85, got me over my first wife. Been staying busy since the first night. It's a story old as time. God made the world in 7 short days. He said it was good. I bet it was great. Said, please, Lord, if I could only have an angel to hold in my arms. So God made a girl his best work of art. Oh, but he didn't make no place to go when she breaks your heart. So man made a bar. Some guys, it's a good time, the half price, half dozen buckets of beer. Say it's a cover band, that's a cover man. I know why they're here. Didn't go the way he planned it. Damn, the devil did some damage. So God made the world 7 short days. Said it was good, I bet it was great. God made a man, a man got lonely. He said, please, Lord, if I could only have an angel up over my arms. So God made a girl his best work of art.
Always here to inform you, Dakota Country, KOKK in Huron.
With the Saturday morning scoreboard, I'm Jeff Duffy on Dakota Sports KOKK. Results from last night wrestling: Huron Tigers dueled at Brandon Valley. For the girls, Brandon Valley defeated Huron 39-12. Huron's wins came by forfeits. Alessia Olaya Rodriguez win by forfeit at 120. Kaylee Bowden at 138. For the boys, Brandon Valley picked up a 63-9 win over Huron. Here on Wins, major decision at heavyweight for Sir Wah and Tech Fall Moses Gross at 150. Area girls basketball last night. Ethan defeated Washington Springs 61-48. James Valley Christian 46, Dubrook 43. And Highmore Herald defeated Sully Buttes 58-42. Boys scores, Wessington Springs upended Ethan 49-38, Parker Graff 19 points, Ryder Mahalik 15 for Springs. Fulton rolled over Hitchcock Tulare 59-38, Patriots led by Jackson Maynard with 16 points, Eric Salmon added 12. DeSmit defeated Arlington 73-17, Dubrook rolled over James Valley Christian 73-47. A look at AA scores. Girls, Mitchell pulled away in the fourth quarter to defeat Yankton 51-41. Sioux Falls Jefferson 47, Rapid City Central 20. Stevens defeated Roosevelt 58-41. O'Gorman 66, Watertown 26. Brandon Valley topped Brookings 49-42. AA boys scores last night. Watertown upended number 4 O'Gorman 72-67. Sioux Falls Jefferson rolled over Rapid City Central 66-43. Mitchell goes overtime to defeat Yankton 49-45. Brandon Valley 70, Brookings 48. Roosevelt defeated Stevens 53-41. College basketball scores last night out of the Northern Sun men's finals. Minnesota State defeated Northern 81-66. Minnesota Moorhead 83, Augustana 74. Sioux Falls 92, St. Cloud 83. Women's scores, Minnesota Moorhead 63, Augustana 60. Minnesota State 69, Northern 48. Sioux Falls defeated St. Cloud 70-63. That's the rundown of our scores from last night. A look at the schedule for today here on Tiger Basketball on the Road. Afternoon doubleheader at Harrisburg. Girls game is set to tip off at 2:30, followed by the boys. Both games on the air on Tiger 95. Lower levels, I believe, start at 12 noon in Harrisburg. Girls basketball today, many area teams playing at the Redfield Pheasant Classic. Woolsey Wessington draws Langford. Hitchcock Tulare will play McLaughlin. Stanley County plays Redfield. Wrestling here on Tigers at the Brandon Valley Invite. They dueled in Brandon last night. Now stay over and go into that tournament today. Gymnastics, Brookings Invitational today for the Huron Tigers. And Huron Boys Hockey is at Brookings. And that's the rundown of our local schedule. Tomorrow, South Dakota State Jackrabbit football looks to repeat as national champions in the football championship subdivision. National championship game is tomorrow afternoon in Frisco, Texas. Yesterday was media day in Frisco. Jackrabbit head coach Jimmy Rogers says with the majority of their team back from last year, this team is focused on the one goal.
I mean, this is a lot of the same team that was here. I don't know if there's a different personality. We compete constantly at practice. I would say that we did that a little bit more this year, this fall camp, and even throughout the season, going good on good versus each other than we probably have done in the past. And that's, I believe if you have the best defense in the country and they're getting challenged by one of the best offenses in the country, the defense will only get better. And I would say vice versa, the same on the other side of the ball. So we challenge ourselves, but we also know the ultimate goal.
Jackson, Montana for the national championship tomorrow afternoon in Frisco, Texas. John Schimmel was officially introduced Wednesday as the 14th athletic director at the University of South Dakota. Schimmel has familiarity at the school, serving as senior associate AD for development from 2012 to 2017. He says he returns to Vermilion with a vision for the future.
We're going to put together a plan, probably in the range of a 5 to 10 year plan that's going to focus on a lot of different areas. But the goal of that plan is to set a vision and a mission to go along with our brand, that every single person in the department, our student athletes, our coaches, this university can point to and say, this is what Coyote Athletics stands for, right? Every single day, this is what we do, and this is who we are. And everything we do will drive into that vision. And that plan will be a 5 to 10 year plan that tries to set us up for the next 20, 30 years of success here.
During his previous time in Vermilion, Schemmel led the $50 million fundraising effort for the new Sanford Coyote Sports Center and also building of the soccer and track and field complexes. He most recently worked at Dakota State University in Madison. He has spent time at Miami of Ohio, among other career stops. Minnesota Timberwolves snapped their season-long two-game losing streak last night on the road. They went to Houston and defeated the Rockets 122-95, pulling away in the fourth quarter. Wolves had six players in double figures. Anthony Edwards, 24 points. Karl-Anthony Towns had 22. Rudy Gobert, 13 points and 12 rebounds. Coming up this morning on Dakota Sports Saturday, we'll talk here on Tiger Gymnastics head coach Julie King and girls and boys basketball with head coaches Cody Kaufman and Tim Budenhagen. And Dakota Sports Saturday will come your way at about 8 minutes after 8 o'clock this morning. With the Saturday morning scoreboard, I'm Jeff Duffy on Dakota Sports KOKK.
Just imagine the body weight you always wanted, better health, being stronger, having more energy, an overall feeling of well-being. The first step is the Nordby Center for Recreation. Tour the facility, pick up a schedule of activities, and find out information on the membership that best fits your needs. Wellness, health, weight control, strength, and boosted metabolism. They can all be achieved at the Nordby Center. Join one of Huron's best-kept secrets, the Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
First up on Dakota Sports Saturday, here on Tiger Gymnastics with head coach Julie King. The Tigers just got back on the mat off the holiday break this Thursday. Had quite a long break there and had a good showing in their triangular, which was also senior night at the Attack Thursday with Watertown and Britton Hecla. And, coach, sometimes I think you're always wondering, how are we going to come back after having that much time off? Obviously, the girls, you kind of challenged them, and they came through on Thursday.
Absolutely. You know, in our practice the night before our Thursday meet, I told them, I pointed at the beam and I said, girls, you can kiss state goodbye if you can't stay up on that balance beam. You need to challenge yourself. You need to make sure that you're staying on that balance beam. And it seemed to work because we had 4 out of 5 with our varsity girls having a no-fall beam routine, and that definitely helped our team score, which rose by almost 13 points from the Mitchell invite. We were at 126.7, and I'll tell you what, it was really fun to watch the excitement on the girls' faces. They were thrilled to be in a meet. They were ready to go. The rest seemed to do my team great benefits.
And not only that, you talked about the looks on their faces, but yet before the meet started, when you told them what you wanted them to do, the looks on their faces might have been a little different.
They were terrified, and they knew what I expected, and they got the job done. And I kept telling the girls, I am so proud of you. And they just kept saying, we are so proud of us. And so it was a very exciting meet. That's in the past. Now we need to get going on the Brookings invite.
I'll go over some of the individual accomplishments there. Cameron Ruth, for instance, she's really put together a couple of solid meets.
Absolutely. You know, Cameron, I wasn't quite sure where we were going to go with our vaulting. And again, the girls are just continuing to impress me. Cameron threw a really nice handspring full, almost made a 9, which would have been a qualifying score. And she also threw together a beautiful floor routine, and she's got 1 qualifying score towards state, as well as Easton with the same exact score, 9.05. And Easton also had a tremendous meet on Thursday night, and she had another really beautiful vault, which when we were at Mitchell Invite, she also had almost the exact same score from the Mitchell Invite on her vault. So they have been very impressive in those areas.
I was just going to bring up Easton Eichstad. It was senior night Thursday night, so you could just well call it Easton Eichstad since she is your lone senior.
Absolutely. You know, Easton has been a tremendous leader for us, and I've just been so impressed with her. And she continues to be a very steady athlete for us. She stays calm. She keeps other kids calm. And she's going to be missed.
You know, and talk about some of the other girls, too. It seems like Ellie Peterbaugh is kind of coming in now as your solid third, but she and some other girls are also starting to show some improvement.
Absolutely. You know, Ellie has been very solid for us on balance beam, and on Thursday night she threw a new skill on floor, and she did an Arabian, and she ended up increasing her floor score as well, as well as Olivia Kennard, who it has been very steady for us as well. She's continuing to be a much stronger vaulter. Her floor, it was very impressive on Thursday night. So I'm looking forward to working with these kids because they just continue to improve.
Again, talking with Julie King, head gymnastics coach for the Huron Tigers. Got back off the holiday break Thursday with that home triangular. Now, today, it's to Brookings. Brookings Invitational, big meet. I think you said 13 teams, and a little different format this year. Kind of goes back to the COVID year. Not everybody doesn't know exactly how they want to run these meets anymore.
Absolutely. You know, we're given two different options. You can either do traditional or you can do modified Capital Cup. And most schools have chosen to do traditional, which means that you have a lot of warm-up time before the meet starts, and it makes it a little bit better for the audience. So when we go, now our time has changed. It's at 10 a.m., not 11 a.m., and we will be going with Washington, Yankton, Jefferson, Roosevelt, and Lincoln during that first session, and then they'll run a second session later, and that will be Brookings Pier, Madison, Watertown, Harrisburg, Mitchell, and O'Gorman.
And basically the thing is, it's still one meet, so one group goes first, then the second group goes, and then you just look at all the scores to see who comes out where in the meet.
Absolutely, because if you don't run it that way, you tend to have to get up at 4 in the morning to travel over there to do your warm-ups, and so this makes it a little bit better for the gymnast. It's still warming up quite a long time before you compete that area, but at least you get a touch on the equipment.
And just looking at, too, want to mention that next Friday is the Huron Invitational. You know, our Invitational is not very old. We just got it going here a couple of years ago, and all of a sudden we're sitting here with 10 teams coming in, by far the largest meet we've ever hosted. But there's a little caveat on that. As everybody knows, Sioux Falls voted to cut gymnastics. Gymnastics supporters came back with a lawsuit basically to keep this season going for sure, and that left Sioux Falls schools kind of scrambling, so we and some other schools have opened up meets, and that's why all of a sudden we've bumped up to 10.
Yes, absolutely. We welcome them to come to our invite. We love to have them at our invite, and now instead of competing 8 girls at our invite, we're going to compete 5, so we'll make it all work. Schools love to come to our meet. We are very blessed in Huron. We have some of the best equipment in the state. And we also have a gym that we never have to tear down. So it's very exciting to host, and we're looking forward to it.
You know, and bottom line is, you know, everything's a little bit in flux. I know we talked about the Sioux Falls situation when we visited last month, and, you know, in some cases, those Sioux Falls schools almost started back from scratch, where all of a sudden the season was reinstated, but yet some of the equipment was gone, and that left them a little bit in scramble mode.
A little bit, yeah. So we're very blessed, again, that we do not have a school system that is doing that to us, and we don't have to scramble to do anything. And, you know, when we hosted on Thursday night, the teams just said, you know, we're very thankful for all the equipment that you have in Huron. And it just feels good to have equipment that other people would like to have. So we're very, very blessed.
get back to here on Tigers here as we wrap things up. And, you know, you're really, really have a positive mindset here coming off a Thursday night. By far the best performance for the girls this season. You challenged them before that triangular. And, well, I think maybe they saw exactly what they're capable of. But the big thing now is 2 days later, you want to carry that momentum today and obviously next week as well.
Absolutely. I hope that they can stay focused. I hope that they know that they're not given scores. They're earning their scores, and they need to stay positive about themselves when they get out onto the mat or onto the beam or during their bars or running at vault. They just need to stay focused and show what they can do.
Julie King, head coach here on Tiger Gymnastics. Tigers coming off their best score of the season Thursday night, head to Brookings Invitational today. We'll be back on Dakota Sports Saturday on KOKK.
Just imagine the body weight you always wanted, better health, being stronger, having more energy, and overall feeling of well-being. The first step is the Nordby Center for Recreation. Tour the facility, pick up a schedule of activities, and find out information on the membership that best fits your needs. Wellness, health, weight control, strength, and boosted metabolism. They can all be achieved at the Nordby Center. Join one of Huron's best-kept secrets, the Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
You're tuned to Dakota Sports on KOKK.
We are back on Dakota Sports Saturday talking with Cody Kaufman, head girls basketball coach for the Huron Tigers. Doubleheader coming up later on today in Harrisburg. Girls, I believe, to tip off around 2:30, followed by the boys. And, Coach, we talked a week ago. Now we talk again this week. Not a whole lot has changed. You're having basically 2 weeks, 2 days off here between games due to the holiday and the way the schedule laid out, and kind of just almost starting your preseason practice, preseason stretch over here.
Yeah, you know, we've had a lot of time off, and the girls are ready to get back and compete at Harrisburg today, you know. So, you know, we I think we've had 8 practices, you know, since in between time here and between Christmas and now. And, you know, we went back to starting with, you know, we didn't have to introduce much new like you do at, you know, the beginning of the season, but we went and revamped a whole bunch of stuff, you know, and we just tried to, you know, perfect it. And, you know, our keywords have been execution kind of all year and running the right plays and doing them right and, you know, performing them, you know, to where we want them to get the right people, the right shots type of thing. So we did a lot of that stuff, especially the first, you know, I mean, probably the first 5-6 practices was all based on us, you know, and we even, you know, our tendency in practice is usually to, you know, varsity against the JV. And in the first 3-4 practices, we win a lot of even teams, you know, so better competition, getting used to playing with different people, you know, being in different spots, different personnel type of stuff. So we had a good, you know, we had a good, you know, good amount of practices where it was a lot of up and down and just getting back into things. And, you know, like I said, worrying about ourselves, worrying about the Huron Tigers. So we had a good 8 practices, you know, and we're definitely ready to compete. I know I'm ready to, you know, see a different color jersey on the floor, and I know dang well that our girls are very excited to compete against someone else.
You know, and as you look back at it, 2-4 in the month of December, and I think you're kind of getting to that point where we kind of know who we are right now. And you kind of knew coming in the first place, but you know what girls can do, and now it's just, as you said, fine-tuning, maybe cut down on a few mistakes and start to use our strengths a little better.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think you hit it right on the head there. I mean, after 6 games, we kind of know what we are. We know what we need out of girls to be successful. You know, I think we know that we got, you know, 2 guards that are going to, you know, with the Hines girls that are going to put the ball in the hole and, you know, get us between, you know, 17, 18 for Hampton and, you know, 15 to 10 with Hilton. And then we need that third score, you know, and when we've seen that we have that third score, you know, that's when we have our two wins, you know, and that's when we played our best basketball, was when we have that third girl step up. And then, you know, on those other, you know, in those two wins also, we have a fourth girl that's dang near to double digits or at double digits as well. So when we get, you know, when we get contributions from everybody, that's when we're at our best. And then the other big one, the other big thing that stands out and probably stands out to everybody is foul trouble, right? We got to keep Kenzie and Lizzie out of foul trouble. And when they're on the floor, you know, that's when we're at our best. So we worked on that a lot, you know, playing without fouling, especially in the post. Hopefully that pays off here, you know, as January and February move on. And, you know, we just got to keep improving. And I think that's what we've done. You know, I don't think we've taken any steps back as far as playing in games and stuff. Even if we haven't won the game, you know, we've learned from it. We've built on it. So that's kind of where we're at, and that's kind of what we hope to keep doing in January and just keep getting better and better and peaking at the right time come the end of February.
Now it's Harrisburg at their place, afternoon basketball today. Harrisburg, you know, they've just been a nice machine here over the past several years. It seems like they always have some height, they always have some youth, but yet their experience, they always have a couple of girls that are probably going to be playing at some level of a college, not necessarily basketball, but certainly playing college athletics. So, you know, they always just seems to have a nice combination there.
Yeah, they have a very good program down there, and you hit it right on. You know, they don't overwhelm you with size. You know, there's not 6'2", 6'3", 6'1", too many of them, you know, one or two. But, I mean, you look down their roster, they're 5'8", 5'9", 5'10", and long and athletic. They shoot the ball extremely well. I don't know that I've seen, you know, in 2 years on the girls' side, I don't know that I've seen a girls' team that has that many shooters. So they shoot the ball from three really, really well, which is going to be, you know, which is going to have to be a key for us. But you also can't sleep on, you know, their inside game, because they got a couple of post players that are very good going to their left, going to their right, very good at sealing, getting good position, and just scoring the ball inside. So, yeah, they're the Harrisburg that we're used to seeing. We know that. We got to get them to miss some shots and just, you know, and then take advantage of, you know, the shots and the openings that they give us. And, I know one thing, and I've said this on the radio many times already this year, but I know one thing, our girls are going to show up and they're going to play hard, you know, and they're going to compete, and we'll just see how the ball bounces and go from there.
You know, and we were talking before we started the interview, and, you know, everybody from the coaching staff down to the JV and sophomore players, everybody's just ready to play a game. It sounds like you're kind of seeing it there in the last couple of practice years leading up to today, where girls are just getting a little, I guess I don't know the right word for it, but, you know, they're just want to be done with the practice grind and start playing again.
Yeah, you know, the word that I guess stands out to me is feisty, right? They're getting a little bit feisty towards each other, you know, and just tired of, like I said, tired of competing against each other. You know, they want to go and compete against someone that isn't necessarily, you know, their friends and their buddies outside of practice. So, yeah, we're ready to compete. They're ready to compete. You can see it in their eyes, you know, and, you know, we're ready to get back into the, you know, to a routine, you know. School started again this week, so that, you know, the girls won't say that, but as a coach, that's nice to have. I guess the teachers on my staff too probably wouldn't agree with that, but you know, the school started this week, so now we're back into a routine of practicing after school every day, and then, you know, after, you know, today we go Tuesday, Friday, Tuesday, Saturday, you know, so two to three games a week, you know, with some practice time in between. So we're going to get into the grind of it here now, and I think that's always a nice thing to look forward to as a coach, is when you get into January, now you're into a routine. You know, your schedule is pretty stable all the way through to the end of the year. So we're looking forward to competing today, and we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, wrap it up with this. I was just going to kind of bring that up. You kind of already answered it, but, you know, there are no more breaks after the day. You might get a stretch where you might have three practices in a row once or twice here between January and February, but now it's just time to play ball.
Yeah, absolutely. We're, you know, you're exactly right. You know, with the girls' basketball season, you go through, you know, you start, and then you go through a Thanksgiving break, and then you start again, and you go through a Christmas break, you know, and now you finally start. So, yeah, I don't know. I haven't, you know, dug deep into the details of the schedule come February, but I don't know that we have any, you know, I think in the middle of February we go, you know, a week, I think a Thursday to a Thursday without playing, right? So, but other than that, there's no long breaks, you know, so a couple practices here and there. And the biggest thing is, you know, when we have those practices, is we still got to keep focusing on ourselves, not worrying about the opponent as much, you know, as just making ourselves better and doing our things right. And then, you know, and then what we do well, you know, hopefully is enough to, you know, give us a chance against our opponent. So, yeah, be nice. It's nice to get, like I said, nice to get into that routine and play a couple of games a week. And the girls will appreciate that as well because everybody wants to just play the game. So,
Cody Kaufman, head coach here on Tiger Girls basketball. Doubleheader coming up this afternoon. I believe the lower levels get underway at 12 noon in Harrisburg. And the hope is to have the girls tip off at 2:30, followed by the boys. And, of course, both games on the air on Tiger 95. More Tiger basketball coming up. We visit with head coach Tim Budenhagen next on Dakota Sports KOKK.
Just imagine the body weight you always wanted, better health, being stronger, having more energy, and overall feeling of well-being. The first step is the Nordby Center for Recreation. Tour the facility, pick up a schedule of activities, and find out information on the membership that best fits your needs. Wellness, health, weight control, strength, and boosted metabolism. They can all be achieved at the Nordby Center. Join one of Huron's best-kept secrets, the Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
Your headquarters for sports is Dakota Sports on KOKK.
We are back, Dakota Sports Saturday, and we talk with Huron Tiger boys basketball coach Tim Budenhagen. Tigers returned off the holiday break on Tuesday and picked up a win over defending AA champ Yankton. The Tigers improved their record to 4-2 on the season, doubleheader later today against Harrisburg. But coach, first off, talk about the break. I know the guys had, at least 5 days off over that before you got back. And really, it sounded like when you did get back, you looked a little more on fundamentals than any other type of preparation.
Yeah, I think the better we get individually, the better the more we're going to improve collectively. So we really had to try to hit some of those shooting, moving on offense, put a little couple tweaks in on offense. Make sure that we're moving on the backside, keeping defenders occupied, all those types of things we needed to work on. Spent a lot of time on it, and looked a little bit better on Tuesday night, but hopefully it looks a lot better today.
Well, as you think back, you know, sometimes people just got to realize just the composition of this team. I was thinking about that on the drive home from a Yankton on Tuesday. You're either experienced or you're not experienced. There isn't a whole lot in between, and even one of your experienced guys is a sophomore in Blake Elwine.
Yeah, you know, we got a lot of younger guys that are fitting in different positions. Last year, you know, Ryland did a lot of our scoring, so a lot of our guys didn't get a lot of scoring opportunities. Now we're asking them to step into a role where, hey, we need production out of you. And that takes a lot. It takes a lot of focus, takes a lot of hard work, takes a lot of nuances on the offensive side. And that's why, you know, the big word now is creativity. We got to be creative on offense. We're going to give you some suggestions, some patterns, but we can't go to spot A to B to C. You've got to pick. You might go from A to C, by reading the defense. And I think as we go on, the offense will improve, our creativity will improve, and we'll be harder to guard.
And, I would think it's safe to say the offense might be a little behind the defense right now. The defense, we've been really riding that. Some teams are maybe starting to get a little handle on our press, but still when you have a 6'8 guy on the point, that's pretty hard to throw over.
It is, and, we got to pick and choose who we trap, too. I didn't do a very good job of relaying that to the guys, and we're big about communication, and I didn't do a very good job on that. We need to trap 2 and 3 other guys, make them bring the ball down, get them into their offense, because they are dominated by Ness and Potts. Those two guys need to bring down the ball, get them into their offense. We didn't do a very good job. I didn't do a very good job as a coach on Tuesday night to get that solidified. So today we'll do a lot better job communicating who we want to trap. Is it a press that we want to aggressively trap, or is it a press that we just want to slow down Harrisburg, make them take some time off the clock, and then try to get into their offensive sets?
And when you look at the offense, though, you got to give Anderson Porish credit, the freshman. He kind of helped. He kind of carried us in the first half, had 10 points, and he had back-to-back threes when we were really struggling to score at all at the beginning of the game. Then in the second half, and especially the fourth quarter, C.J. Gainey pretty much took over in the scoring load.
When they double-team Blake, and a lot of focus is on Blake, that's going to open up opportunities for other guys. And the better they get, and the better offensively they develop into a scorer, Blake then is going to find himself in single coverage. So Andy did a really nice job. He hit 2 big threes, straight line drive to the basket this time. He didn't dribble around the jump circle like we did against Washington. He just ripped and got a straight line drive to the basket. I thought he did a really nice job of that. He was very nice, got an offensive board, faked up a couple times, stepped through, very patient on that. And then CJ just caught fire. When CJ catches fire, he's really good. I mean, that he's going to hit shots. So he was really good the second half. And he's been good all year on defense. I think he had 3 steals, 2 deflections. The guy's probably averaging 4 steals a game, which is really unheard of, and 2 or 3 deflections, which means that he's getting his hands on 7 basketballs per game.
Then give a little shout-out, too, to the bench. While not a lot of point production off there, quality minutes in particular, Colton Ogle and Holden Haig. Blake really was in foul trouble within 3 minutes to start the game Tuesday. Those guys, for the most part, and you had other guys that contributed as well, they had to fill up some of those minutes to because Blake had to sit more than you wanted.
Right, yeah. You know what, and Colton's done a nice job all year. He just hasn't gotten in the scorebook. What he's done a nice job of is offensive rebounding. He's got 7. He's the 3rd leading offensive rebound on our team. And then against Yankton, he got his hands on balls, and he dove. And he was all over the court. Holden's all, he's all juice all the time. So he gets the boards. He talks on defense. Now he's got to continue to progress like that. I thought Footy did a nice job coming in. He held his own. And then Trace has got to hunt shots. Flat out, he's got to hunt shots. He's got to give us that extra added punch off the bench.
One other note I did want to bring up, too, before the game started on Tuesday, Yankton had their little ceremony there to unveil the banner for their state championship last March. They did it right before the starting lineup, so everybody was warming up on the court. Then you just took your boys and sat down. I thought, first off, that was a nice gesture, but, too, I think, there's a teaching moment there. Let these kids see, this is what happens when you work hard. I think back when we won our last title in 04, we had dropped our banner. We played Watertown that night. Coach Norberg at the time had his kids sit on the bench and watch. This is what can happen if you work hard and things work out for you.
Absolutely. Yankton wasn't physically imposing last year. They just had big hearts and a big will. So that's our guys need to see that, because if you do things right and you have a big will and you have seniors that can lead you, then you're going to be successful and you got a chance at a state championship. Whether it be this year, next year, whatever year it is, we got to try to develop that will. We're going to do this. We are as good as anybody in the state if we do the little things right, the uncommon things, like rebound, play defense, set good screens, keep moving on offense. Those are the little things that a lot of people don't want to do because they're hard. It's hard work.
Well, you know, as we look back here and look ahead with Harrisburg today, I think one common component we're seeing, at least in the last two games, Washington before break and then Yankton after the break on Tuesday, teams are trying to get physical with us. And, well, that brings us to Harrisburg. I think normally you look at Harrisburg and Brandon Valley probably being the most the two most physical teams in AA.
Yeah, they're long, athletic. They have a lot of bodies that they can throw at us, so yeah, they're going to be physical with us, and we understand that. And the more physical they are, then the better our cuts need to be, the better our screens need to be. So that we got a lot of things to work on, but today presents a big challenge just because they're so athletic. They can shoot the ball. They got good inside game. So we got a work cut out for us tonight.
And wrap it up with this, 4-2, you know, with what you had coming into the season. I think if I would have told you here going after New Year's, you're 4-2, you'd probably take it. But yet you think, yeah, there's still a few things we left on the court. But you're still solving the puzzle. I know you said that in the pregame Tuesday. We're still trying to see exactly where we're at and what we can sink our teeth into.
Right, and continue to roles evolving and guys, you know, learning their roles and playing their roles. If you had said 4-2, you know, right the game after Christmas break, we would have jumped on that. We feel that, you know, there's 4 minutes out there, 2 minutes in the Washington, 2 minutes in the Mitchell game, where if we play well enough, you know, we got a chance to be maybe 6-0, 5-1. So, you know, we got a lot of improving to do, but with the improving, we're still winning some games. By the end of the year, hopefully we're playing our best basketball.
Tim Budnagan, head coach here on Tiger Boys Basketball. Doubleheader coming up later today. Afternoon games in Harrisburg. Girls hopefully to tip off at about 2:30, followed by the boys lower level starting at 12 noon today in Harrisburg. You can hear both the girls and boys on the air over on Tiger 95. Coming up next is Territorial Rodeo Update brought to you by Premier Equipment of Huron. And after that, we'll have the season debut of the Minnesota Twins Hot Stove Show. We'll have that every Saturday morning here for the next couple of months, right after Dakota Sports Saturday. Thanks for listening to Dakota Sports Saturday on KOKK.
Time now for the top five countdown from the dusty old rodeo trail. Here's your host, Monty James.
Welcome, gentle listener, to year 24 of the Territorial Rodeo Update and America's Top Five Countdown. Your humble host and narrator, Monty James, in the air chair and Big D riding shotgun on the big board. 2023 is history, and we start off with a brand new rodeo season and a fresh set of standings. Now is when we see the next generation as superstars chomping at the bit, so to speak, and on a rampage to make it all the way to the NFL. This week's squeaky clean newbie TFC on the other side.
My name is Mike Messersmith. I started with the company in 2003. I'm a production supervisor. I did start on the floor and worked my way up into a team lead position, most recently into a production supervisor position. It is a really good company to work for. They promote from within the company. We just look for good character. We try to do the best we can to get our product out to the customers in a timely manner and a quality product.
Find out more about the huge sign-on bonus at farmjobs500.com. Sioux Steel Company, serving American agriculture since 1918. Harken now as we present the top five in each event in the world of pro rodeo. Big D, lock this bad boy down, and let's get it on. You betcha. Now it's a marathon, not a sprint.
Excellent. It'll be fun.
Bareback riding competition. Cajuns own it. Taylor Broussard and Waylon Bourgeois, 1-5. Ben Kramer at North Dakota, number 2. Texan Bradley Meller and Coop Cook duke it out for 3-4. Murdog and Buffet Bustas. Okie Shane Fry, top dog. Gurr, Texan Justin Schaefer, 1 back. Will Loomis of Old Miss, 3 card. Colorado's Gage Hesse, 4 spot. Cameron Mormon at North Dakota gets 5th. This is also the time of year when we botch names. Team Ropen, Headers, Manny Aguiasquia, is the man. Get it? Then Britton, Reed, Massey, and Brunson. On their heels, literally. Texan, Evan, Arnold in front of the back. Then Green, McDaniel, Ashburn, and Mabry. Capiche? Rego.
What are our options?
Saddam Brown, Buston. Wyoming, Gunner, Brody, Crest, topping at chats. Montation, Quinton, Stroh, rolls second. Texan, Logan, Cook, simmering third. Goodwin, I. Floridian, Parker, Kemper, and Ryder, Wright. Neck and neck for numbers 4 and 5 in the world.
Oh, I get it.
TDR, tie down roping, calf roping, it is what it is. All-star lineup in week one, check it. Chad Mayfield, Johnny Douch, Chance Tyson, Joel Harrison, Caleb Schmidt run 1 through 5, respectively. Can you dig it?
I can dig it.
No standings posted yet from the WPRA in the barrel racing. Do not kill the messenger, okay?
Yeah, thank you.
Bull riding, man's game, brother.
Brother.
Happy to see 19-year-old Mason Moody of South Dakota on top of the heat. Met this kid in an airport recently, and he is chill. Oklahoma. Luke Casey Morris won back. Louisiana's Jace Crosslair, number 3. Maverick Smith of Missouri. Missouri, 4th. Florida's Clayton Sellers, number 5 in the spin cycle. Racket, I'm out. Big thanks to our sponsors at Purple Wave Auction, DiscountWestonWed.com, and Sioux Steel Company. For producer Big D Derek Beck and the Air Force at his blowtorch, Monty James for America's TFC.
It is about that time. We get together once a week. We talk to Reg down there at the Real Estate Connection. We talk about properties that are for sale. If you ever have a question or a concern or a real estate query, you can hit us up over here. You just send us an email, or you can get a hold of them at the Real Estate Connection. That'd probably be the better idea. They are the experts. They're right on Dakota Avenue South. You can call the office at 605-352-1300. You can call Reg directly. You can text Reg directly. If you got a quick question, you just want to text and get your answer, do it. 605-350-2223. You can also check out the website at realestatehuron.com. If you check out that website, you'll notice not only the listings from the Real Estate Connection, but the multiple list service listings, because they're a member of that service. So when you sell your home, and they'll help you sell your home, in fact, they'll come out and do a competitive market analysis. They'll take a look at it, compare it to other places in the neighborhood, places of comparable size, and they'll come up with a starting off range or starting price for your home. You're not obligated to sell, but if you'd like to, they'll get it done at the Real Estate Connection. So you remember that multiple list service. So then when they sell your home, goes out to so many people. And when you see a sign for sale, no matter who's selling it, they can help you purchase it through the Real Estate Connection. There are a few agency exclusives. They're kind of few and far between. For the most part, they can help you purchase any property you find for sale at the Real Estate Connection. One last note before we bring on Reg is stop by and talk to your bank. This is a pretty big purchase. You're probably going to need a little bank backing on this one. So go on over to the bank. Tell them you're interested in maybe a certain piece of property, or maybe you're just interested to see what sort of price range you should be looking in. So stop by the bank. Tell them your plans. They'll even kick you out a nice little letter that says they're ready to borrow money towards the purchase of some property. And trust me, that helps you in the home buying process. Who did I learn that from? Reg Kleinsasser at the Real Estate Connection. Get a hold of him directly, 605-350-2223. You can call him. You can text him. You can call the office, 605-352-1300. And, of course, you can check out the website anytime at realestatehuron.com. And we welcome on Reg Kleinsasser from the Real Estate Connection. Reg, how you doing today?
We're doing good, Matt.
So, Reg, I understand we are talking multifamily homes today on the show.
We are. We've got a couple of a very nice investment opportunities. We've got a duplex that's located at 611 Idaho Avenue Southeast. This is two separate units. One is the main floor is a 3-bedroom apartment that is rented and been rented for quite a long time. The upstairs has a 1-bedroom unit, and so this is that's the duplex, 611 Idaho Avenue Southeast. It's priced at $135,000. There is a single garage there that I think goes with the main floor apartment, and nice unit, nice neighborhood, close to the hospital. Somebody's looking for, you know, whatever, a good investment opportunity there. We also have at 445 Colorado, we have a five-bedroom, or a five-unit, I should say, clarify that, five-unit apartment. Could be turned into four and maybe have a little bigger space, but four or five units. Nice condition, had new shingles on in 2015. Something to take a look at. If you're looking to kind of maybe you're just getting into the real estate or the investment business, the apartment business, be a good opportunity. These are priced to sell, but the seller says take a look at them, bring an offer. The 445 Colorado does need a little bit of work, so if you're a do-it-yourselfer, that could pay off for you. The one at 445 Colorado is priced at $205,000, and like I said, that's a five-unit apartment. If you're looking for one-level living, we've got a very nice twin home at 1137 15th Street Southwest, 1,276 square feet, two bedrooms, two bathrooms, heated floors in the kitchen and the two bathrooms. Really nice walk-in closet in the master bedroom, walk-in shower as well. And then in the main bathroom, there's a step-in tub that could be very handy if someone's getting up in age and they need a tub that you can just open the door, get in, close the door, and you're ready to go. 1137 15th Street Southwest, and that's priced at $229,000. Whether you're looking to buy or sell, give us a call. We've got buyers that are looking right now. We've got some very qualified buyers ready to pull the trigger. If you're thinking about listing your home, give us a call. We'd love to visit with you. We could do a market analysis, like Matt said, and find out where your house would fall as far as price, and we would love to work with you. Give us a call.
Reg, I know something that you do that we probably don't talk about a whole lot is I know there's a list somewhere of, well, these people are looking for a two-bed, one-bath with a fenced-in backyard. These people are looking. So if you're looking, maybe you're thinking about getting into home ownership, but you want a two-bed, one-bath, there's not one available, they could give you a call. They could, like, get on a list, and if one comes up, you can give them a shout, right?
Oh, absolutely. We've got some pretty extensive lists of people that are looking for specifics. Some are looking for kind of hard to find, and so they might be on the list for a little while, but they're definitely on our radar and on our list, you bet.
Yeah, so remember, it's just get on the list there. Maybe you're just thinking about it. You're not obligated towards anything. You just get on a list. You'll get a phone call when a certain property comes up. You go take a look, and maybe you'll be on the path to owning your own property. Get a hold of Reg over there at the Real Estate Connection. Real easy to do, realestatehereon.com, the website. You can call the office, 605-352-1300, or you can get a hold of Reg directly, 605-350-2223. That's Reg Kleinsasser at the Real Estate Connection. Well, Reg, before we let you go, this particular weekend, this area is not so much focused on the wild. I think there's some Jackrabbit fans coming. Are you going to check that out this weekend at all?
Yeah, I've been following the Jackrabbits this year. I never really have before, but they're a fun team to watch, and they've come so far, and they've got so many wins in a row that I will definitely be watching that one.
All right. I think the whole state of South Dakota, dare I say, Reg, I think we might have a couple of them Coyotes maybe just kind of cheering in the back room just because it's South Dakota, right?
Well, I don't know, maybe.
I'm just saying it's possible.
Maybe in their closet or something.
All right, Reg, well, thanks so much for the great info. Always nice to talk to you. Have yourself a most wonderful of weekends, and we'll check in with you there next week.
You bet. Thanks, Matt.
Thanks, Reg. Reg Kleinsasser there from the Real Estate Connection. Check them out online, realestatehereon.com. Call the office, 605-352-1300, or call Reg directly. You can text him, too, 605-350-2223. That's Reg Kleinsasser at the Real Estate Connection.
I checked with dealers in Nebraska, maybe three or four in South Dakota, and a couple up north, and Monty Linscove and the team at Premier Equipment really came through. They consistently beat the competition by a substantial margin on their pricing.
Contact your local Premier Equipment dealer or see their all-star New Holland lineup at PremierEQSD.com. Locations at Isabel, Battle, Mobridge, Huron, and Eureka. Linscove family-owned Premier Equipment, serving farmers and ranchers since 1951. Official New Holland Parts, Service, Ag, and Construction Equipment dealers.
Chance of snow with fog and spots today. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Highs level off around 29. Northwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy skies expected. Tonight, lows level off around 8 above. A dusting of snow today with another inch tomorrow night through Monday. From the South Dakota State Lottery Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KOKK. Right now, 25.
Keeping you country company, Dakota Country, KOKK Huron.
The following is a presentation of the Treasure Island Baseball Network.
The calendar may say it's winter, but it's always a good time to be focusing on the boys of summer. From the stars who make the plays on the diamond to the ones who make the decisions in the front office, let's bring you inside your hometown nine with Inside Twins. Inside Twins is sponsored by Killebrew Root Beer, locally owned and operated. It's how memories are created and legends are made.
Well, hello and welcome to Inside Twins, and let me be the first to welcome you to Twins Baseball 2024. Chris Atterbury here in our network headquarters at Target Field. Our show is called Inside Twins. You can join us for a live stream of the program on all sorts of social media channels, our Facebook channel, our YouTube channel, the X platform, formerly known as Twitter, and we also will take your comments later in the program in Segment 3 via Facebook and YouTube. Also, of course, airing all across our fine network of affiliates here in Twins territory and really kicking off the start of the 2024 campaign. Eight shows inside Twins between now and the first pitch of spring training from Fort Myers.